Well, up next, we have our conservation section of our children's half hour with our resident conservationist, Janet Ullman, and her son, Callie.
Gosh, it's a blowy day today on the beach. The waves are a bit choppy, but I think I can see a seal. Pass me the binoculars, please.
Here you are.
Yes, one common seal looking straight at us. I saw his head for a moment and then he dived. Well, keep a lookout. He may pop back up.
But common seals can dive for 15 minutes and he could be swimming away from us. This could all be in vain.
But it's always fun to see a seal. I think it's worth the wait. And he may have a friend. 15 minutes underwater is incredible. They are perfectly adapted to it. Before they dive, they breathe out and empty their lungs.
Empty? But that makes no sense.
I know it seems crazy, but their bodies are so different to ours. First of all, they can close their nostrils. You try doing that. No, you can't. That way, no water can get in their nose or lungs as they dive. Most importantly of all, they have a special stuff called myoglobin in the muscles that acts as an oxygen store. We have it too, but not as much as seals and other diving mammals. Next, they slow their heartbeat to a mere flutter and shut down almost all their blood flow, except to their brain. They are like little submarines. Of course, when they come back up, they breathe very deeply for a few minutes and their heart rate goes up. Grey seals can dive for 5 minutes, so they are more surface swimmers. They prefer to swim in deep waters, and common seals prefer to be in the shallows.
What is the difference between grey and common seals?
The common seal has a cute round nose, big forward-facing eyes, and a round head with a spotty coat. Grey seals have a longer snout with a dark grey to almost black coat. Common seals are about as big as me, and there is very little difference in size between males and females. Grey seal males can be 2 metres long, and females 1.5 metres. You can also see the difference when they are on the beaches. Common seals have their head and back flippers up and look like beached bananas, and greys just lie flat.
So we have both types here?
It is possible to see both at sea here, but common seals are seen on rocks and skerries locally. They love the sea locks and shallow firths. The proper name for them is harbour seal, as worldwide they are not that common. Grey seals, on the other hand, are found all around the UK. The only time you see them out on beaches is during their molt or when they have pups. Grey seals prefer to float in the sea. Common seals are the sunbathers.
I remember seeing grey seals in Orkney. The mothers were with their white fluffy pups on the rocky beaches. We had to be careful not to get too close so we didn't disturb them.
It is very important not to disturb seals on land. Grey seal mothers have pups on beaches called rookeries. They go there every year. If they were scared and panicked, they could lose track of their pup. Their eyesight is fine for swimming underwater, but quite weak on land, and they rely on their excellent sense of smell to find their pup. So it's very important baby stays in the same place.
So that is why it is important for sailors, kayakers and walkers not to go near sea or beaches.
It is indeed. Even without pups, seals can be very stressed by disturbance.
So what time of year are seals on beaches?
Grey seal pup in autumn, and the mothers stay with their babies all the time for 3 weeks till the pup's white hair has moulted from white to waterproof grey. Then they teach them to swim and catch crabs, feed on shellfish and have the odd fish. Common seals give birth in April and July. The pup has a waterproof coat straight away and can swim in an hour. To rest, the baby floats by the mother in the sea.
So when else do the seals come out of the water?
For their yearly molts, where they lose their old raggy fur and get new sleek fur. Common seals do that in July and August, and that's the best time to see them out and about. Grey seal males molt from January to March, and then females follow them in March to May. Beaches can end up covered in fur. I wonder if that's where the stories of the Selkie folk come from, or Rhône in Gaelic. There are many local stories of beautiful Selkie maids throwing off their seal skins to dance on beaches at night, and of tall, dark, handsome Selkie men granting favours to poor fishermen. You can see where the stories came from when you watch seals swim. It is like a dance. The faces of common seals are so human with those big eyes. I love the stories of people who say seals came to listen to them sing when they were out in their boats. I've tried singing to seals, but they always go further out.
With your singing, I'm not surprised.
Well, thanks. Look, There he is, over there. And he does have a friend. Let's sit down and watch them. We could sing.
No, we want them to stay. Let's wait for them and try to remember some Selkie stories.